Hi, this is Andrew Gregson from Media 140. I'm at the Media 140 Oxford event today, and I'm here with
Eddie Lambert
from
Oxfam GB.
Thanks, Eddie. Interesting case study earlier today, looking at the Doing Good Through Serious Mischief, which I thought was quite an interesting title, which is really looking at social media activism in the context of the Robin Hood tax. Now, why do you think social media is such a powerful tool for activism? What's your kind of outlook on this?
I think at heart, social media probably represents a technology that that's perfectly suited to activism. It's about people coming together with beliefs and enthusiasms, opinions, thoughts, and ideas, acting on those ideas to bring about change. It's not static; it's very dynamic, and it happens best when people have an opportunity to be sincere and to be themselves. And I guess technology. Recent developments in technology are allowing that to happen online more than they ever have before. Websites are still very important. Email is still very important. And the way that email and websites and social media platforms interact is probably one of the most interesting areas that we'll all be exploring over the next 2 or 3 years. But at heart, it's about people talking to each other, having ideas and then acting.
Thanks. And one of the subjects in the presentation is about finding the right kind of bloggers to help you in the Robin Hood tax case study. How do you seek the right kind of bloggers, and how do you actually make some kind of selection? Is there some kind of process you have in place? So if somebody's trying to set up a similar campaign, how do they go about finding bloggers that could aid their causes?
I think it's similar to how you would find anybody in your everyday life, I guess, and certainly probably a very similar process to one that you'd go through perhaps in finding a product. You need to be on roughly similar ground, so you're looking for bloggers who are talking about the same things, who have something in common with what you're interested in. It's about looking for bloggers and other people online. In fact, bloggers aren't the only advocates that you can rely on online for your campaigning. There are individuals and other groups as well. It's about looking for shared benefit, I think. You'd be looking in that kind of informal partnership to offer them something. It's not just looking around for people as a channel for your stuff. I think those things work best when you're able to give something to. And there's something about influence. Highly influential bloggers, I suppose, would be your first target. But that isn't what we were primarily interested in. We didn't draw up a list of the 50 bloggers who've got the most readers. We really did try and make sure that it was a proper conversation that was happening between two equal partners. And hopefully, as with so many other things online, if the stuff that comes out of it's interesting, it'll find a readership and an audience anyway.
And where do we go to find more information about the Robin Hood tax campaign online? Is there a URL or...?
Do the plug. It's robinhoodtax.org.uk. They're international campaigns as well. We've got Australian, Canadian, there is an Italian version and now a German version as well. You should be able to Google those easy enough.
Great. Thanks so much, Eddie.
Thank you. It's a great day.